So
can this be our first 10?
This is on DuPont is at least a 5.
2 5s.
Two 5s at least. Okay.
It's 2 5s.
Well, thank you. Okay.
I can give it 3 if you want.
Well, of course. All right. Good old boy Tim, what did you bring today?
So I brought also a Saison, in case you weren't expecting that.
Not at all.
And so
I think Tim brought a can of foam.
I did. Yeah. Well, it's a good sign because this is what Saison DuPont did as well. It took a while to
behave itself,
settle
foamy,
down.
Foamy, don't you know me?
So yeah, so I brought the Saison from OEC Brewing out of Connecticut.
I didn't realize you liked that brewery. It's weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that at all.
You never drink their beers.
Yeah, I get their beers every now and then.
Once or twice.
Yeah, I have family that live in Connecticut, and they're very generous with stopping by the brewery. So this is definitely not a beer that I had with Caperton, because I think it's new, and I've never had it. This one's brewed with Grains of Paradise. But obviously, many, many Saisons throughout the years with them, so it was kind of... I kind of just wanted to see what I had in my cellar that might sort of call his name. And the other option was a different OEC beer. So the runner up, I would say, I was thinking of getting something from Saint Somewhere.
Okay.
But
he was a fan of Bob.
He loved Bob almost as much as Julie.
Almost as much as me.
You know, no one loves Bob as much as Julie, but
not even Bob.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not even Bob's wife.
What?
Oh, you love Scratch, too.
Oh, man.
Love Scratch.
Good Lord.
You know, Blackberry Farm Saison was another one of his favorites, too. So
During COVID, they did, Rhizome actually did the Blackberry Farm tasting.
Right.
And I remember
that. Rhizome at home.
Yeah. So he came over to my house. There was a whole charcuterie board and cheese. And he loved his meats and cheeses. And I think that was the first time I had the Blackberry Farms IPA, green can.
That
was
good,
yeah. That thing's so good.
Wow.
But yeah, the classic Saison, we did the can versus the bottle.
Mm.
Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute. Destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
As the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a very special episode as we pay homage to our beloved good old boy Caperton. And good old boy Tim, right before the break, we were talking about his Saison from OEC, which is Ordinum Eccentrici Fructoris. And forgive me for butchering that.
Gesundheit.
They're a brewery from Oxford, Connecticut.
Oh, Oxford. Of course, they're going to use fancy words.
I know, right? Well, what good old boy Tim brought was their Saison, which is 5.5% ABV, using a classic single infusion mash with Belgian Pilsner and Vienna malt, along with locally grown unmarked wheat and rolled oats from the Thrall.
When they start rolling them oats, man.
Oh, boy.
Say that 10 times fast. It is spiced with Grains of Paradise prior to its warm open fermentation using a traditional Saison yeast. The result is beautifully citrus forward, zesty, dry, and refreshing. Perfect for a hot summer day. And today is a hot summer day, so how appropriate is that?
What are Grains of Paradise?
They're actually So it's a type of pepper.
Yeah, seeds.
And actually, like Sam Adams Summer, that's like one of the main ingredient, like flavoring agents in that. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
But is it a type of pepper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they actually give like a little peppery kind of flavor.
Interesting.
And, yeah. I'm trying to
think. A little bit of spice.
There's a few beers that actually use it. Some Belgian beers, I think, actually use Grains of Paradise in there. And it's, yeah.
But it's a peppercorn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Yeah.
They're tiny, but they're flavorful, like me.
Well, you know, it makes sense because Saison, when I tell people who don't know what a Saison is, I feel like kind of peppery is one of the
For sure.
Main descriptors of,
yeah,
not all but a lot.
Well, some of that you get from the yeast, but
For sure, but
you know,
yeah, but then this would just enhance that,
amp it up,
right?
Pump up the volume. Like dance.
Yeah, this is really, really nice. Very easy drinking, summery. It's beautiful, easygoing, very, you know, very summery. And yeah, I could see Caperton drinking a lot of these. Like, yeah, this would be one of the things he would bring to the campsite in the summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like, you know, the beauty and the, it's complex, but also simple, sort of. I think that's, he was kind of the same, I guess.
Come over.
Yeah. Complex and simple.
Totally.
Come over, he'd whip a couple of those out of his backpack and.
I know.
Pop on the
sly smile on his face.
He would always come over with a backpack on.
Yeah,
I know.
That's true.
I know. And it's like, you're not in college, dude. Why the backpack?
Right. My neighbor's like, who's this drug dealer? He's just got great beers in his backpack.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Always.
That's his drug.
Yeah.
The beer is the drug.
Well, that was one of them.
He had some other fun treats sometimes, I guess, but you know.
Well, but facts. Anyways, yes. Okay. So what shall we rate this beautiful OEC Saison from?
Give it this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good solid 4. Thank you so much for bringing this, good boy Tim.
Yeah, cheers.
This is beautiful.
Well, it's delicious.
Well, now a word from our sponsor. No, not our sponsor, but a word from our boss, good old boy Mike.
All right.
Hey, this is good old boy Mike, and I wanted to introduce a beer that I got to share with Caperton. It is from Yazoo Brewing from their Embrace the Funk series, and this beer is called Saison du Bois. There have been a lot of batches of this beer over time, and I thought this was a great beer, very indicative of a common conversation I've had with Caperton. We used to hang out at the Yazoo Tap Room quite a bit and would enjoy both the beers that were, you know, always coming out, both from the clean line and the sour line. And Saison du Bois was something that was introduced before, right about the time they moved to the Madison, Tennessee tap room. And this particular beer is, you know, right on spot for the style. And I think that's one of the things I always enjoyed, you know, about Caperton, was he was just so quick to recognize how well a Saison would have been, you know, brewed. And there was many times that he would say, you know, look, I'm sorry, but this is not a true Saison. And a lot of it was, you know, the choice of, you know, the mash bill or the culture that they would use, you know, for that particular Saison. This particular Saison, this is batch 5, Saison du Bois, again from Yazoo Brewing, is a rustic Belgian farmhouse ale brewed with Pilsner and oats, fermented with a classic Wallonian yeast, and aged for 6 months in French oak puncheons. It has a soft mouthfeel. The base grains are wheat and rye, and that you know, generates a lot of simplicity, which is really the way that you should, you know, end up describing most really good Saisons. They use their house culture, and you know, the house culture there at Embrace of Funk, it's, you know, fairly, you know, right on spot always. It's kind of tart up front. And it's slightly acidic on the back end. This particular Saison has a bit of a dry finish. So if you like those, you know, farmhouse ales or, you know, Saisons that are kind of creamy, this is not your thing. If you like the ones that are, you know, more like a champagne yeast, a lot of Saisons will use something like that. This is definitely not going to be this. This is definitely stepping down that, you know, Belgian lambic, you know, style, you know, kind of farmhouse ale that you would typically look for. So I hope you'll definitely reach out, check out this beer. There are new batches that are being released all the time. Some of the batches are slightly different, but I really enjoyed this one. Well, I'll let the rest of our co-hosts chime in, let you know what they thought about this beer.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, this is everything I would expect out of like a true Caperton-y kind of loving beer, you know?
Yeah.
It's all the funk.
Yeah, all it's super funky.
It is. I think it's probably one of my favorite Yazoo beers. Might be my favorite Yazoo beer,
it's
actually.
A good one.
I remember it's having solid. It at the tap room, like Mike was saying, when the, you know, they'd have two or three embrace the funk options on draft.
Yeah.
I just remember just draining, just drinking so much that it goes down so easy.
It really does.
Even for a sour. But compared to some of their other sours, I think it's a little more restrained.
Well, this is like one of the embrace the funk beers that doesn't peel your paint.
Exactly.
You know.
But I like that though, because you know, you don't have to worry about brushing your teeth. It's just kind of
sure. Just
yeah, because there's no more enamel left.
Yeah, if you have no enamel, you don't have to protect it. Sure.
And it's crazy how, you know, there was a time where this style of beer was all the rage, and you couldn't get enough of it. You know, and now like. After being so Pilsner and lagery driven this past year for myself, anyways, coming back to something like this, it makes me appreciate it even more. And like, and I feel like there's peaches there, even though there isn't peaches there.
Some kind of stone fruit action.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. You know, that I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I kind of miss this. And
no, this
you know,
is a tasty little bit.
Yeah, this is. It really is. And I could totally see why Mike thought of this.
Yeah.
For Caperton.
Yeah, it has that, you know, kind of a, approaching a lambic. Not to, it's not.
I could just see Mike.
Nearly and, as complex. But
Mike and Caperton, like, if you'd have to know them, know both of them to just know how ridiculous it is for the two of them to sit there and have a discussion about beers because
stronger opinions have not been had.
Like,
dude.
But the cool thing was that both of them were right at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
With very different
versions of right, but totally right.
The most right that any people could ever be.
Ever.
Just imagine two bulls in a pasture, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yet, no blood was ever drawn.
Mm.
Amazing.
True that.
Yeah.
The always mark, mutual respect.
The mark of true friendship, for sure. Well, what shall we rate? Yeah, as if there was a doubt.
It's a beautiful beer.
Yeah, the Yazoo Saison Dubois, we shall rate a 5. It is beautiful.
Benson Dubois.
Okay, so now we get to me. Okay.
Me.
So mine is a little different as one would
normal.
Know that I'm a little different. No, this is not a Saison. This is called Mirror Shield, and it is from Hudson Valley Brewery in Beacon, New York. This is a sour IPA with raw wheat, malted oats, milk sugar, lychee, chamomile and lavender, 7% ABV. Now,
this is that example of non-Saison stuff that Caperton liked.
Okay. So you're going to say, why,
what?
Julie, and what? What?
Boy?
And why? And all of that. Okay. So the first time that Dave and I went to this brewery,
on a big New England.
Yeah, New England tour.
Yeah.
It was the first time that Dave actually saw that neck of the woods. I didn't
even know that part of the country existed.
Man, that's a true Southern boy, right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Y'all got people up here?
I had been texting back and forth with Caperton beforehand, and I said, hey, is there anything in the area that you're interested in, you know, while we go up here? I said, I'm going to go and hit these specific places and then, you know, open to suggestions too. And when he saw that I was planning on going to Hudson Valley, he's like, oh, dude, you got to tell me exactly what they have on tap. You got to tell me everything. So needless to say, we were, and it was a cool place. It's a very.
Didn't we get him a hoodie?
We did get him a hoodie. Yeah. Yes. And I got the
same. Bought him a lot of clothes over the
time. I know. Yeah. It's not just beer when we get him clothes. Yes. Well, it was
Thank you for clothing him.
Yeah. Yes. Well, no
that
worries.
That was for the benefit
it
of
was,
everyone.
It was a storm jacket, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, with the hood, but yes, yeah. A storm jacket. So anyways, so I'm texting him like every 5 minutes. You know how like when you're waiting for the first delivery of like, you know, of a new cousin or something like that, you're glued to the phone. Okay. Well, he and I were texting frantically, like all friggin' day. You know, at one point Dave is like, are you going to get off the phone with him? And I'm like, well, no, but yes. You know, so I'm sending him pictures and showing him pictures of all of the gear that they had for sale. And we're going back and forth and back and forth. Anyways, one of the beers that I did bring home was this. And I'm like, okay, you know, like he came over to pick up his jacket and I'm like, dude, you got to try this. And, you know, he tried it and he did. And he just was like, yeah, this is what I love about thinking outside the box. Exactly.
There's a ton of flavor in this beer.
Yeah, there really is. There's a lot of really cool things going on. I mean, I kind of like this beer.
I like it. It is all over the place, but it works.
It does. You know, it's got that creaminess. It's got the milk sugariness, vanilla.
It pops.
It's got the fruit.
There's something savory about it.
Yeah. It's all of those things. So last time I went home, I happened to see this and I'm, you know.
Was that the one that he dug?
Yeah.
Mirror Shield?
The same one.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What an interesting, you know, just. Lychee, chamomile, and lavender, and then lactose. Like, what an interesting, like, wow.
They do a lot of lactose beers. Like, a lot of their beers are lactose sour IPAs or just lactose sours, but...
Not in a over-the-top kind of way.
Yeah, this is, like, whoever said savory, like, that's... I'm not sure where that's coming from, but it really is kind of cool. Like,
they almost use lactose more like part of the grist... Right. Versus as an adjunct. You know, it's like we know this is going to be in there as a softener to kind of balance out hops or the different things that are going to go into this.
Yeah, I think it's some of those, what is it? What'd you say? Chamomile, lavender?
Chamomile, lavender. Yeah.
I think it's adding an earthiness that contrasts kind of the sweetness is where I'm getting that savory.
It does.
Yeah, because there is that sweetness.
But to me, this like... takes all the things that Caperton enjoyed. Like, he loves scratch and all of the farm-to-table-ness
weirdness.
Of what scratch...
Foraging
of what scratch would do, right?
Yeah, we found some things.
Yeah, get some stuff out of the yard.
Pile.
Right. He likes...
I'll fight you on his behalf.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to chill with the scratch.
Yeah. No.
I love scratch. Dude, I love it.
Right. Scratch is great.
Yeah.
But he also loves saisons. He loves that crispness, you know? And then he loved the slushies. And to me, this brewery kind of...
The intersection.
Although
Sparky did say scratch tasted like dirt. So.
Oh, yeah. I did. I made a man that was much larger than me by many times.
Yeah. He almost struck you.
Yeah, he did. I really pushed it as hard as I could.
I mean, it does taste like dirt, like in the best way possible.
The best dirt.
Like when you eat a beet. Yeah. It's like the earth.
But the.
And your poop red.
The lychee in here, you know, gives it that sweetness that's like almost cherry, but not cherry.
Mm-hmm.
But
interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just balances out everything. And honestly, I could see this as a slushy. I wouldn't want to drink it as a slushy, but I could see it as a slushy. So anyways, the Mirror Shield from Hudson Valley. What would you guys like to rate it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a good solid 4 on that. Well, actually, I'm a 5, but we're going to go with 4 for here.
Yeah.
Well, I think that is going to do it for this episode.
Before we do it, though, we should all...
Oh, yes.
Whatever last bit you have in your glass,
yes.
Raise it up.
Or get something, yes.
And let's have one last toast to our fallen brother.
Cheers.
We love you, Caperton.
Yes, that
cheers.
We do.
Cheers. Cheers to Caperton.
And on that note... that is going to conclude it for us today. Mm-hmm. Good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being here.
It has been a real pleasure. I miss that guy so much.
Yeah, we all do. Please tell us about your blog and all that you are doing this summer.
Well, my beautiful wife and I blog at Beer Makes 3, but this year, 2023, we're visiting nearly every brewery in the state of Tennessee. So follow us at bm3.beer.
Good old boy Tim, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always good to get together and always good to reminisce about a great friend.
Good old boy Sparky, thank you for being here.
Glad to be here. And also, that guy was one hell of a hugger.
He was.
One of the best huggers.
He was.
Yeah, he was. Good old boy Dave.
Hey. I'm glad to sit around the table with all you guys, even you, Tim.
Oh, I don't believe it, but I'll take it.
I don't believe it either.
Well, shout out to good old boy Mike and Reverend Mark, who had to leave. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and Caperton, you're always with us.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy, tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.